Sandman, an audible crossover with DC Comics. A graphic crisis on Audible Earths. The first dramatization of Neil Gaiman's Sandman is a comic book come alive in a way that combines graphic audios, comic book adaptations, with CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover story, loosely based on the 1980s comic book storyline of the same name by Marv Wolfman and George Perez, where the television network took the Easter egg and fan service approach to the extreme and turned off some people. Gaiman and Mags' original story about Morpheus and the other Endless is told as a more down-to-earth story. There is no extinction-level crisis here, except for the one the character of Dream/Morpheus finds himself in at the beginning of the story. The story starts out in gothic horror territory, a staple of Gaiman's career. Mags does a remarkable job of encapsulating the tone with the sound effects, and the musical score by James Hannigan is reminiscent of Danny Elfman's iconic Batman 1989 theme, though different and not as iconic. Gaiman's warm storyteller voice narrating the caption boxes of the comic book might feel out of place in the beginning, but it's what keeps the story from getting too dark. The juxtaposition of his character in the chapter 24 Hours is sadistic in the best possible way. You feel anguish at the events as they play out in your ears and wince whenever Gaiman gives you the time in 1 hour increments. The delivery and cadence of the two-word lines are so visceral that you feel sweaty and gross for listening to what comes after. Gollum the Raven and Professor X Jr. the Sandman? James McAvoy is an interesting choice to play the Dream Lord, not because he's bad or not a good fit. This is unlike any role he's done, and if it wasn't for the accompanying PDF with cast and crew information, I would have never known that he was the voice. If you've seen M. Night Shyamalan's Split, where McAvoy played several different characters in his role as someone suffering from dissociative identity disorder, then you might recognize his talents immediately. I haven't seen the film, but his voiceover work as Sandman in this Audible original production seems to be the audio equivalent of such a taxing performance. Other recognizable actors include Andy Serkis and Arthur Darvill, and two well-known audiobook narrators, Simon Vance and Ray Porter. To say Audible is mixing the entertainment industry together in an unprecedented way might be hyperbole, but there's an element of truth to it. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Next time on Audio Drama Reviews.
Hi there, I'm Meg Robinson.
And I'm Garrett Robinson.
And we're starting a podcast called the Nightblade Epic Podcast.
Megan and I run a publishing company called Legacy Books, and for the last 4 years, we've been publishing fantasy novels set in the world of Underrealm.
The Nightblade Epic was the first series we published, and it's done pretty well. More than 100,000 people have read it around the world, and it's hit number one on the Amazon bestseller list multiple times.
But we've never had the series available in audiobook form until now, and to celebrate the release, we're launching this podcast.
Each week, you'll get to hear a chapter or two of the audiobook, which will be narrated by Garrett.
And Meg will be your host, introducing you to each episode every week.
When we've told people about this little plan of ours, they usually ask, why are you releasing this as a free podcast? Why not just sell the audiobook? And the answer is that, from the beginning, we've wanted to make our books available to as many people as possible from all sorts of backgrounds. By releasing this podcast, we do just that.
We know that not everyone can get our books on Audible or whatever audiobook service. And we also know that there's a lot of people out there who can't enjoy Underrealm in print or ebook and need an audio version. We're releasing this podcast so that more people can enjoy the stories we've spent years telling.
We're also just really excited to be able to talk to you each week and give you updates and let you know what's going on in the world of Underrealm.
So that's it. Stay tuned for the first episode. We're so excited about this project, and we hope you like it.
Mayhap they'll even love it. Bye. See you in the first episode.